Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health. Our guest today is Robert Pierce. Robert is the founder and CEO of Natra Supplements. Robert has created unique and effective natural product formulations for both women and men.
Good morning, Robert, and welcome to Insights for Health.
It's a pleasure to be here today for a good conversation about health.
So today we're going to talk about your product that's called Hairlux. Everyone seems to be losing hair at some point along the way, and typically most are concerned with the degree of hair loss.
Yes, men and women, hair loss, the sign of the times, the stress, poor nutrition, too much fast food. And you see people that are younger now starting to lose their hair, and I didn't as a teen or as a young man in my 30s. I still had a really good head of hair into my 50s before I started to thin out some. Now I notice both sexes are losing their hair earlier. It's concerning.
So there's some statistics that'll say that 40% of men age 35 will already have begun to lose hair. 40% of women by age 40 are losing their hair. And typically both sexes, 70% of them at age 80 will be losing their hair.
When you're at that age, your body's failing, of course. You can fight the aging as much as you can, but at that age, yes, we're going to see some significant changes. But getting back to the age 35 of how many people that are having issues, all over health issues, and again, poor quality of food, the fast food, when you look at people, how they work today and where they travel, they're always stressed and trying to beat the clock. You have to relax, even meditate some to release that stress. Of course, good nutrition, stretching. I don't think anyone has time to don't stretch anymore. And stretching is releasing, when you stress, you release the lactic acid in your muscles, you release the toxin if you stretch. If you're familiar with just the basic stretches, one of the better stretches are head towards the floor, so bending over. So it's a hamstring stretch and massaging from the back of your neck to the top of your scalp. And that brings the blood flow in. You got to remember, we're standing upright all our life. How often do we actually go on a teeter machine or hang upside down or even do it a hamstring stretch to get the blood to recirculate through the top of the scalp? That's very important. No one does that. That's one very important exercise. And a lot of people, I never do that. I don't even do a hamstring stretch. Well, if you do that and you massage your scalp, you'll see a big difference. You can do it during the day or you can do it when you finish at night. You can take some time and work on yourself a little bit. One of the other factors in that is nutrition, and that's where we come to the supplement. A product that I developed back in the late 80s was Hair Force, and that was a very unique formula. Now, today, we zero in on condition-specific ingredients, okay? For example, some of the ingredients that for hair that we've learned through the last, I'd say, 15 years, a lot of the studies that come out are ingredients like millet, fenugreek, saucometo, which is a great ingredient that's in prostate formulas, L-cysteine, methionine, which are actually very important. Those two amino acids make up your hair, follicle and shaft, silica. DIM, which is another one, okay, which reduces the cortisol levels. Zinc, of course, B6, copper, B9, biotin, selenium. Now, this formula is more geared to today's condition that people are having. One of the important ingredients that I like is the millet, because millet's just incredible how it works to produce collagen around the padilla. That's the bulb below the hair shaft. And like I said, if you're massaging, you're putting the blood back into that area. After you reach your 30s, everything starts to change. blood flow slows, testosterone slows, constitution slows, enzymes slow down, little things start to change. I believe that some of these ingredients that have been there for years, millet is a great grain, non-GMO, cook that as a cereal grain, super high in minerals, collagen production.
The studies seem to reveal that it goes directly to the biological motor of the hair, restoring the healthy life cycle of the hair.
Hair takes 45 days to regenerate. You look at hair falling out, if it doesn't have the bulb at the end of it, it replaces itself. Bulb comes out with the hair shaft, then you're thinning.
There's no more root.
That's where the massaging comes in, the circulation bending over below the heart or hanging upside down on a teeter board. Changing your diet, good nutritional value, food, healthy hairs, healthy body, dark circles around the eyes, the hair is falling out, don't have that vibrance and that glow.
Fenugreek is another one of your ingredients, have that rich content of iron and it benefits with protein and other plant compounds. So it's helping to improve the scalp health.
Yes, fenugreek is a herb that actually in the last 15, 20 years has come to light. It's found to be very effective on hair growth. These are all things, and you have to catch this usually at a younger age when you start seeing this. Or if you're older and you say, hey, I'm just starting to thin, okay, so I'll start taking a little bit more, I'll pay a little more close attention and start doing these things.
Yes, saw pimento is so often referred to in male health, but women can benefit from it as well.
Saw pimento, that's a unique plant. The actual extract from that plant has a high content of fatty acids. That plant is heavy in sterols. And sterols are important for cholesterol issues. Mm-hmm. Sterols are important for connective tissue, which hair is connective tissue. Sterols feed the smaller glands. That's where saw pimento comes into effect, because saw pimento actually is known to get into these areas, your hair root in your scalp. Again, small areas to help your hair restructure itself and to recycle properly. It's just an ingredient that helps both men and women.
Keratin plays a major role in the quality of our hair. And you've got three elements in your supplement. You've got zinc, L-methionine, and L-cysteine. So first of all, what is keratin? And then what are these doing to support that?
Well, keratin is makeup of the hair. So it's from vitamin A, and keratin actually strengthens the hair shaft. It coats the hair shaft. And for strong, healthy hair, you need a diet rich in foods that produce keratin. If you don't have a really good diet, you have to supplement that actually can produce keratin. Now, keratin is basically in your hair shaft, the structure in your hair shaft. Some women, they overprocess, destroy the keratin in their hair. And plus, if they have weak keratin to begin with and they do this to their hair, coloring it all the time, constant blow dry, curling irons, it does destroy the hair shaft and weakens the keratin. Happens in men too. Guys can have weak keratin and you can see it in their hair. The key thing is to keep your hair short and get it healthy before they grow it again. Because they try to grow hair with weak keratin, it just doesn't look good.
And then there's a couple of minerals in your formulation. You've got copper and selenium. What are the benefits to hair with those minerals?
Zinc is super important. Selenium and zinc. And you need copper for the absorption. Not a lot of copper, 1 milligram of copper. I remember back when they used to do those hair analysis and they would check for copper, zinc, selenium, keratin, biotin. And when I got that test done, they said, oh, you don't have any copper. I said, well, I don't take copper. Well, you should. You need at least 1 milligram if you're taking a supplement, especially for the uptake of other minerals that work with copper. So that's why I put copper in this formula.
Yeah. And zinc's important for the immune system as well. So you're getting multiple. I mean, all of these have side benefits. You know, it doesn't just work on one thing. And then you got selenium working on your thyroid, which is your metabolic driver, which is important for your hair.
and B6. B6, and that's why the form, the 5-phosphate form, if it's not in that form, it will not be absorbed. B6 is critical for both men and women. This copper gluconate was the one I chose, and zinc HBV chelate, and then biotin.
And it comes back to supporting that keratin again, along with the L-cysteine and the L-methionine and the zinc, all supporting that keratin, and the biotin's working synergistically as well.
Together with minerals, for sure.
Yeah.
The other one is silica. Silica is quite interesting. It's the missing link. Horsetail produces some of the best forms of silica. And silica, it usually grows in a really rich, sandy type soil. And it's amazing, silica in the body. If you don't have silica, a lot of other minerals will not be present in your, we'll say, in your hair, in your skin, or throughout your body if you don't have silica. You need a good contrast silica to make sure that other minerals that are present at the time are being absorbed. It's the link in the element chain.
And important for the production of the collagen in our body.
It is.
Robert, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, let's talk about your other supplement for men and women, and that's the nitric oxide supplement that you have.
The NitroPro, yeah.